First, it was a week ago today when a storm pushed across Iowa, packing winds of more than 100 miles an hour in some areas. That's the equivalent of a Category 2 hurricane. The derecho, as it's known, leveled crops, damaged grain elevators, and destroyed a number of buildings. More than 500,000 people were without power at one point, and at least 3 people were killed in the storm. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds requested nearly $4 billion in federal aid yesterday evening. This morning, before heading to Wisconsin and Minnesota, President Trump said he signed off on it.
We approved the emergency declaration for Iowa, so they're in good shape. They're working as we speak. Also, FEMA is in Iowa now, full force, and helping them greatly.
The White House says Trump will visit Cedar Rapids, the hardest-hit city in the state, tomorrow. Kim Norvell is a business reporter with the Des Moines Register. Kim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Kim, you're in Des Moines. They had winds there of up to 75 miles an hour. You were personally impacted, I know, by the storm in some ways. Can you describe for us what was it like to be in the path of this storm?
Yeah, actually, Des Moines tracked about 80 miles per hour at one point. I was actually on my way home from vacation, just kept getting alerts on my phone about it. Was wondering what I would come home to, but fortunately, our house didn't have any damage, but our neighborhood was without power for 5 days.
And the cedar,
lots of trees down and power poles down in this neighborhood in Des Moines.
And the Cedar Rapids area was the hardest hit area. Can you talk about what it was like around there?
Yeah, the damage there is definitely a lot more widespread. You can kind of drive down pretty much any street and see tree debris about 5 feet tall stacked up on the curb, and that doesn't include any of the trees that still need to be cut from people's roofs or from the street, from power lines. There's a lot of roof damage, roofs either completely blown off or, you know, where the trees have fallen, they have holes in them, a lot of vehicle damage with trees that fell down, and then a lot of windows out in businesses as well.
Part of the difference here between a tornado and this derecho is, you know, the tornado, if you're right in the midst of it, it might be more intense. But this storm covered a much wider, I guess, swath of the state, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at a map, it basically shows the middle third of the state getting affected by this. So where a tornado, like you said, will hit maybe one community and then leave, this spread across the entire state from west to east and actually picked up speed as it was getting to Cedar Rapids, which is on the eastern part of the state. And they had sustained winds for 45 minutes of about 110 miles per hour.
You mentioned that you were without power. How many people are still without power, or has it been restored everywhere?
No, we have about 75,000 statewide still without power. The governor has said that she was assured a substantial restoration by tomorrow, but that doesn't mean everyone.
And we mentioned the damage, at least 3 people killed in this storm, I understand, Kim, but also widespread crop damage in Iowa at an important time of the year, of course. Can you talk about the extent of agricultural damage we've seen?
Yeah, it is really bad. About 10 million acres of crops have been damaged, which is about a third of our state. And that's just initial estimates. A lot of insurance adjusters, as you can imagine, are very busy trying to get to all their clients. So we don't really know exactly the extent of the damage. But the governor has applied for about $3.6 billion worth of just crop damage of our $3.9 billion federal disaster declaration.
We're talking to Kim Norvell, reporter with the Des Moines Register, about the derecho storm that went through Iowa a week ago and the ongoing cleanup efforts in a huge part of that state right now. Can you talk, Kim, about cleanup efforts in communities hardest hit? What's going on there right now?
Yeah, so in Cedar Rapids, the Public Works Department actually got their snow plows out. They usually only use those for the winter, and they cleared streets with that. A lot of, you know, just personal residents trying to figure out ways to clear their properties. This weekend, our state auditor and a state senator went down there with a chainsaw and helped people get the trees off their properties. The biggest issue that Alliant Energy, the utility company there, says they're having is that there's so many trees down on power lines, so they have to do tree removal as well before they can get to the power lines. So it's a lot of people just kind of pitching in, kind of the Iowa way, you know, is that you help your neighbors. I talked to one person who said she didn't really know her neighbors on the street until this hit, because two of their neighbors spent basically 2 days from sunup to sundown clearing their street so they could get their cars out and try to find food and water.
And this is all happening during this ongoing pandemic. Is that complicating the cleanup efforts at all?
Absolutely. You know, local officials are very concerned that people are helping their neighbors without masks on. Shelters, obviously, can serve fewer people because they need to social distance. I just read a press release from the Red Cross that they're not doing their normal food distribution at shelters because of COVID concerns. So there's definitely lots of complications happening with that pandemic.
Now, a columnist at the Cedar Rapids Gazette wrote a piece that was reprinted, I think, of the Washington Post. She said the storm has been undercovered in the national media, that it's a really big deal. She's wondering why it's not getting more national attention. Is that a sense you get from talking to people in Iowa, that they feel a little forgotten here?
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of people that I talked to really didn't have a lot of cell and internet service, so they've kind of been living in their own bubble. But they've been wondering why FEMA or any other federal help is not there. And part of, you know, what this columnist was arguing was that because it didn't get the national attention that it deserved. So now, you know, that FEMA declaration has kind of followed that national attention. So there might be some correlation there. But I think people in Iowa really do need help and are wanting the help from federal agencies.
And speaking of that help, you mentioned the bulk of that $3.9 billion was in agricultural relief. The rest of it, what kind of things do we know about what that goes to?
There's going to some private utilities. It looks like they requested $100 million in help, public assistance for like roads. And like I mentioned, that debris removal. A lot of cities are setting up special sites for people to bring their trees, tree debris and that sort of thing. So they need help with that. And then $82 million of the federal ask is for homes with major damage.
And are there ways for people outside of Iowa's borders to help out? Are there fundraising efforts for people in the Cedar Rapids area in particular?
Absolutely. People are asking for monetary donations, especially the United Way, the American Red Cross, the Greater Cedar Rapids Community Foundation, and the Salvation Army. They're all taking monetary donations. And the Salvation Army is also requesting donations of canned food. But if you can't mail any, you can donate money instead.
Big picture, Kim, you know, sometimes we hear in Wisconsin and I'm sure in Iowa about, you know, damaging straight line winds being a serious threat. But has anybody you talk to seen anything quite like this in Iowa in their memory?
No, I mean, a lot of local officials especially are saying they've never seen anything like this. They've never seen such widespread destruction. You know, in Cedar Rapids specifically, they had a very destructive flood in 2008. That was the Mississippi reached historic levels. And, you know, it damaged 14 square miles of the city in that disaster. This one damaged every inch of the 75 square miles in the city. So really, we're seeing things that we've never seen before in this state.
And as we wrap up, Kim, what are you watching for next in the ongoing recovery effort?
Well, definitely would like to see what happens with the federal aid. We haven't gotten official word that it's signed. I know the president said that he had approved it, but we haven't gotten the information on how people can apply for aid. We're also curious on how people will be able to recover, how quickly, with so many people damaged and only so many contractors to go around. We're wondering, you know, when homes can be repaired and lived in, when the trees will actually be taken care of and removed from properties. And of course, you know, when power will be fully restored. That's important as it's 90 degrees here.
Kim, thanks a lot for joining us and good luck to everybody who's been affected by this in Iowa.
Thank you so much.
Kim Norvell is a business reporter with the Des Moines Register. We talked to her about the latest cleanup efforts in Iowa after last week's derecho moved across the state. President Trump says he's approved Iowa's request for federal aid, and the White House says Trump plans to visit Cedar Rapids tomorrow.